You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, 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 it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I am Camille Veronica.
And it is our beautiful Tuesday in the neighborhood, Won't You Be Mine? How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking. I am very, very well. I have my hot tea and my good vibrations, so I am extremely well. Thank you. And how are you today, my dearest?
I am managing this morning pretty well, I must
admit. Good.
engaging some good energy and some peace. I haven't drank water this morning.
You might want to.
Yeah.
You might want
to. I need to, hydrate.
A little dusty on your side, bro.
That's typically one of the first things I do. I jumped into the game this morning, so I didn't hydrate. So I'll do that.
You have some hydration near you, please?
I don't have any near me.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you to swallow your spit then.
No, I will.
You sound a little.
Well, I have to.
little dusty this morning.
Yeah. But we gonna make it through because our Tuesday session is specifically for those of you all. This chair is annoying me. Those of you who like a little what I would call it a little bit more family friendly fun experience. And so that's what we designate Tuesday for. And for today, I wanted to bring into focus the importance of unplugging. And I know we've covered in some aspect, I'm almost certain we have in some aspect, we have covered this particular idea of unplugging. And it really is essential as you continue to I liking it to a butterfly. And in order for a butterfly to be seen in the way that we like to enjoy it, flying around beautiful colors on the wings, it has to go through this transformation. And this transformation particularly places it from a caterpillar into this cocoon-like space where it then develops and it is forced to break out of that cocoon. I can only imagine that's not an easy feat because there's so much strength that is developed. Science says there's so much strength that is developed in the wings when the caterpillar has to break through or the butterfly has to break through the cocoon. And I liken that to what I'm addressing today when I talk about unplugging and the importance of unplugging and being able to assess the importance of you breaking back out or recharging or reconnecting possibly into the same space or into a different space. And so I want our listeners to really fully understand the importance of taking time to really decide on whether that be unplug from, you know, social media. I talked about that movie, The Social Social Dilemma. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. And it really highlights the impact that social media does have on us. I was sitting at a table this week and literally everybody but myself had their phone. Well, no, everybody but two people sitting at the table did not have their phones up and going through the phones. It almost shocks me because I know they're paying attention, but are they really giving what we call the undivided attention? And I don't think that we always think about it, but how much we miss when we're not engaging and giving our undivided attention. I mean, could you possibly imagine your refrigerator being plugged up, but only giving you half of the power that is needed to keep your food cold. It's still a refrigerator, but is it a refrigerator functioning at its full capacity? And that's what I believe unplugging does for us. It gives us an opportunity once we reconnect that we're able to give something our full attention, our full opportunity, the fullness and the opportunity to work at its highest capacity. So, I did that this past week. I attempted to unplug from quite a few things, not just social media, but other things as well, really detaching my mind from things that really could be harmful if I'm not careful. So I haven't been shy about sharing this on our platform, but I frequently have to engage my therapist, an actually paid clinical therapist, to help me navigate through some of the thoughts and some of the decisions that I have to make that are challenging. And I learned I don't want to say I'm smarter than my therapist because I've had several of them, but I just think the smartest person has to know when to turn that light on or disconnect to avoid a massive shutdown, to avoid a massive blackout. And some of you all that are listening to this podcast are right there at the cusp of breaking out or breaking down. And you're at your last wit's end, I guess some would say. You've had enough, right? And you're just at that breaking point. And I believe that if you just take a moment to detach yourself safely, abruptly, I wouldn't necessarily say abruptly, but at least safely. If it has to be abrupt and immediate, then let it be safe when you do it. But it's necessary. I know you know about this, and I know I know you've had some moments.
Is that where I come in and start talking?
That's where you come in and give your words of wisdom that you never fail to give us. That's what you. This is it.
The pressure's on.
Pass the mic.
The pressure's on. But I'm gonna tell you this. First of all, let me just say this. This cup of tea is so good. I can't even speak.
Is it lavender? What is it?
No, this is hibiscus, or is your country?
I have some. I'm gonna go get mine.
And let me tell you this.
It's elderberry. I did hibiscus.
I bought this thing, and these leaves, these flowers were so clean. I'm not used to that. I'm used to the ones that have got all the grit in there, and you got to wash half the taste off before. I put this tea together with some black peppercorn and some allspice and some.
I do the cayenne pepper. I go in the cinnamon.
I'm gonna have to go that route. All my dried, my cloves in and my fresh ginger. Ooh, Lord, this tea is some kind of Holy Ghost good. Okay, now. And I'm gonna bring that in. I'm gonna tie that in. Y'all gonna think I was just ADHDing, but I was.
No, you were. Say it, because I'm gonna mess it up.
Oh, ASMR.
Yep, you were ASMR.
No, I wasn't, because y'all didn't make no sound with it. I just
You did. You missed it, but you made it.
Okay, I wasn't intentional. But here's my point though. Even the cup of tea allows you to have a moment. And when we are overwhelmed, a lot of times we think to unplug, or as I like to say, to retreat, is a luxury. Mm-hmm. If you think it's a luxury, you are deserving of a luxurious life. Mm-hmm. If you think it's a luxury that you can't afford, you can do it for free. Mm-hmm. You have to, right now is so vital that we unplug, not just for ourselves and modeling it for our families. Our children have to as well. Many of our children are online for school, far more than we would want them to be in front of a screen anyway. But because we want them to be in school, we go ahead and we do this.
Yeah,
we got even the babies online. I'm not even sure how or why, but they are. And we have that. We have our own daily habit of being plugged in anyway. And I'm talking really more like the tablets and the social media and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And then because that we already have that habit built in, now we're adding on to it things like school and work and how many more Zoom meetings can we attend. Then there's also because of that, that's all the more reason to unplug. And I was talking to a fella who my relationship with him is purely online. We're in the same group together. We do some volunteer work together online. And so I hadn't seen him for a minute. I shoot him a message and he's telling me about how this online thing was really getting to him. His son is in second grade. And I'm sitting there like, honey, really? You know, and I'm like, okay. But I'm listening to him. And it was a management thing because he works third shift and then he comes home and he has to be present for his son as the main parent for his son to be online at in second grade. Mm-hmm. And then he wants to take the child outside in their backyard. But his neighbors who have recently moved in have set up dominoes and weed and he just can't take his baby out there. And so I said, well, can you ask the people to, you know, like give y'all a couple of hours out there weed free or something? He's like, I don't think they letting go, you know? So he was finding it difficult to kind of manage their own space. And his son had actually said he was starting to kind of feel crazy up in here. And some of the other little kids in the second grade are saying they feel crazy. Okay. This is where we have to find ways to help our families navigate this newness that we're in, where we're online way more than we even thought about it. Mm-hmm. And even down to the fact that we have to let go of this fear of missing out, and that we are, if we aren't online for a few days, we're going to be okay. Or if we mm-hmm. aren't, texting 24 hours a day, we're going to be okay. Now, I'm not advocating that you don't call and check in with people, but I am saying that you need some time for yourself. All mm-hmm. of you, everybody in your house needs quiet time. I think I've shared this beforehand that my mother would come home from work having taught other people's children, and she would say, just give me 15 minutes.
Yep.
And then I can address all your needs. My father, working in, you know, the factories as an electrician, oftentimes would get to the house. We'd be excited daddy was home. He would sit in that car. Y'all know about sitting in the car in the mm-hmm. driveway. Mm-hmm. That's a retreat, even the smallest thing that you do. So one of the things I think that retreating or unplugging lets us do is appreciate your surroundings, you know, that you are more aware of what's going on around you and hopefully appreciate the people in your life as well. And then maybe even begin to ask some questions that allow people to respond beyond the yes and the no. When my daughter asked my mother, what was her life like when she was 12 years old? Oh, this opened up a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, the other day I was intentional to slow my pace down and I sat with my mother and we laughed about things that her mother used to say to us when we were younger that I did not understand, but I just went along with anyway. My grandmother, excuse me, growing up in the Commonwealth of Virginia and then living in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I think she thought she may have been a little more British than we were. Not uppity, just British.
Just British.
Because my grandma would say stuff like, you know, go down the cellar and use the commode and bring right. out and take out the rubbish. And we're like, what? Right. You know, because no one around us was talking like that. But hey, my grandmother did. So I was laughing about this with my mother being the youngest of the grandchildren and how sometimes my grandmother also was a nurse. So she would speak in medical terms. You know, she would say things like, did your bowels move? Mm-hmm, I did mm-hmm. not know what that meant. But I heard all the other grandkids saying yes, so I joined it. Yeah, mine, yeah. Yeah, No clue. And I don't know why I didn't ask her, because my grandmother was very accessible. Well, my point in all of that is, if you unplug, you have an opportunity to begin to have conversations with family, friends, you know, getting to know people beyond just the yes and no questions. And I think unplugging heightens our attention. It heightens our appreciation and maybe even our abilities to do our day-to-day things even better. And so I encourage people, if you are at that point that you think you cannot manage, you don't have time, I would strongly recommend you look at one thing you can give up. Mm-hmm. Maybe that late night Netflix show that you watch when you know you could have been in a bed at 11:30 and instead you end up going to bed at 1:30.
Lovecraft would do that to you.
Yeah. Maybe cutting that out just for a moment. And you think that watching a program or some videos is unplugging, but it really isn't.
No.
It's still engaging the mind in a way that doesn't let you retreat. So honestly, you can take a teacup. See, I brought it back to you. Yep. And fill it up with something really nice. Get a real nice tea and sit there and just hold the mug close to you. Smell the tea. Taking a deep breath and release that. Breathe in that aroma before you even taste it. And then when you taste it, let that flavor just kind of circulate inside. And then when you swallow that, just sit there for a moment and just... and give thanks. That small moment, especially if you don't have a level of support in the house and you have to keep watch over folk and little ones and all those things, maybe you're a caregiver. The best you can do, though, is to retreat, to unplug. And then you model this for your family so that they know also. My mother modeled 15 minutes of silence when I come in this house. Y'all just get that. And I then took it with me everywhere I went. Even in college, my roommate wanted to start talking. I said, when I get up, you got to give me 15 minutes because I'm on constantly. And I learned this. I was, okay, wait a minute, hold up. There's a time where I can't be on for myself. So we have opportunity. Even if you don't like tea, get a bowl of soup and hold the bowl and feel the warmth. Engage your senses. That's the simplest way to retreat. Where you don't have to go off to to Negril or to Aspen or anybody else's retreat center. You can unplug for a few minutes. If you are the emergency contact for everybody, let everybody who has you as the emergency contact know that from 8 o'clock to 8:15 in the morning, I'm going to take a little me time. If you have an emergency, call upon the Lord.
Or 911.
Right. In whatever order you need to do. But both of them are reliable.
Yeah, both of them.
Reliable. So that you can appreciate, you can pay attention. You are more able to navigate the multitude of things. Because here's the deal, y'all. COVID and voting aren't the only things that are going on in our lives right now.
Yeah.
And I like to think that if Jesus took time to go up to the mountain and pray, come on, Holy Ghost, the least I can do. And Jesus was doing way more than I'm doing. But the least I can do is take a little moment for myself and then also teach this to my children so that they don't feel as if, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Don't bring your phone to the dinner table, because what I'm cooking is artistry. You need to experience that plate. You need to have a full on five senses experience with my food. Okay, so go and put your phone down. Put it down. Put it down. Don't even bring it to the table.
Yeah, don't even bring it to the table.
Because for a few moments of us just eating and fellowshipping together, and parents, for real, if you're not eating together, that's a good way to retreat. If you are eating together, turn off your phones for a moment and just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Your relationships will be so much healthier. Your outlook will be so much better. you know, your point of view will be much, much healthier. I'm going to take a sip of tea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I saw the cable man this weekend, he was installing a new system into a friend of mine's home. And I watched as the process was taking place, minimal parts of the process were taking place. And one of the things I kept noticing that he had to keep doing is he had to, in order to make sure that the downloads were appropriate and that they were making it to the system, he had to continue to turn off the system and restart the system. That just popped in my mind as you were talking. And some of us have downloads that are waiting. Some of us have dreams that are waiting to be downloaded. But because we haven't actually rebooted our minds, rebooted our hearts, rebooted our senses, we're staying unconnected. We're staying disconnected. We're staying loose, right? And so they're there and they're available, right? This piece that we're talking about, this piece that we constantly try to get on here and address through a vulnerable space, it's available. But you might have to do something that you may not necessarily have done in the past. Get more hours of sleep. Not answer the phone in the morning. You know, put your phone down. Take a couple of days off from work. Completely disassociate yourself from anything that potentially has been your crutch, right? Take the training wheels off. So I know we've dropped a lot, and I just hope that our listeners engage on the conversation and make it applicable to whatever situation they want. Unplugging is essential. Rebooting, retreating, however you choose to label it, it is most definitely, you know, I'm a nap fan, and I think there's nothing better than a real good nap in the midst of a day to get the mind reignited and recreative. But use this as this moment. Take this time for yourself. You need it. You deserve it. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so delighted you decided to stop in and take a listen with us. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.